Proclamation number 9018 of 18th of July, 1965. Sparks of light lure souls out of darkness. My love is also meant for the souls in darkness, and I constantly try to have an effect on them, to soothe their thoughts and again turn them towards me, because also in the deep the cross occasionally shines, but is only perceived by those whose senses are already soothed, who are in lethargy of spirit, who therefore also feel touched by the cross of Christ, indeed also only so far that they are not forced to take a stand. Only the cross will be a sign for them, which they remember, and according to the impression of it their state can change. As soon as a soul falls into this lethargic state, there is also the hope for it that it will finally come to its senses and want to leave the place which was its abode for a long time. That it longs for a change, for a ray of light which may break through the darkness. And then it is also again and again illuminated by sparks of light. It fills these sparks of light as invitation to follow them, and so slowly comes up, it gets into a circle of seeking souls, which all follow the light, where now also such is carried to them. They are called upon to help and also do not refuse such because finally work is assigned to them, which they gladly comply with. But now they also feel help themselves through this help. They feel the power of love, which they turn towards those seeking help, and at the same time they also receive instructions why they themselves can feel that feeling, and therefore they are stimulated to constant help, to thereby also find own help in their trouble. And it is certainly the fewest who return to their old surroundings, who then just did not yet have the earnest will to reach up out of the deep. But once the cross has become visible to these souls, then it will not be difficult to also point out to them the importance of that what both the light beings, which dwell unrecognized among them, as well as man can do through the preaching of the gospel to these souls, and they are also heard by them, for their resistance is broken, they can only still sink back into the old lethargy, but to rise up from it again and again when it is necessary to help those who are still worse off, and thus all these souls help themselves when the will is willing to help. It is always only the beginning very difficult to get the souls to turn their thoughts not only towards themselves, that they are caused to lend a hand themselves. But when this is achieved, then every soul rises unceasingly upwards, because with the help given to it by me also its power rises, and it then cannot help but want to help. And so the releasing from the deep alone is the most difficult work, but which strongly supports every intercession for such souls, so that more and more souls come down, that their state is no longer an eternal fight, that the soul separates itself from its surroundings and slowly thinks of itself. Because no man on earth makes intercession for these souls in vain. And the souls also notice that help is given to them from one side, and they do not defend themselves against it, and therefore it also detaches itself more and more from its surroundings, until it then follows the sparks of light, which lead it out. Only rarely does a soul ask for help again, and that only when it is not prepared to help, that it therefore also does not feel the power, which it receives through it itself. Then it certainly takes a considerable time until it nevertheless changes its will and again makes the attempt to ascend out of the deep. These souls are in no way abandoned, they merely prolong their stay in the abyss through their resistance, which can nevertheless be broken precisely through intercession in love. And if only every man would remember such an unhappy spirit in love, then all would already be redeemed, because love is the strongest power, which no being can permanently resist. But how many men on earth think of also giving their intercession to those who are unhappy in the true sense of the word, who therefore can only be redeemed through love? But again and again also light beings descend and present their situation to them, asking them to follow them, because everywhere there are places where they can be helped further, if only the being once has given up resistance. Because my constant care is meant for those souls so that they are not banished again into matter. And that is why exactly before the end of a redemption period a great redeemer work starts, both on earth, as well as in the kingdom on the other side, to help as many souls as possible up out of the deep, so that they do not need to walk the course over earth again, and every soul, which just has the smallest little love spark in it, will be rescued. Amen.